You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Imagine now an issue that represented survival for your nation. Imagine that you needed the whole world to agree to even make the first step in confronting forces that were literally eating away at your country. And the evidence of that eating away was clear every time you took a walk outside your own home. We have no such issue here in the United States, with the possible exception of nuclear proliferation. And even that is abstract, hidden away, hard to make concrete. But there's nothing abstract about the threat of climate change to the people of the Maldives, a collection of hundreds of tiny islands in the Indian Ocean that sit just a few feet above sea level, rising due to global warming. One of the most adamant and tireless activists pushing for greater attention on global warming is Mohamed Nasheed. In 2008, Nasheed became the first democratically elected president of the Maldives, and he made global warming one of the main focuses of his presidency. He brought his emotional pleas for action to the United Nations, and especially in a knockdown, drag-out diplomatic showdown at the Copenhagen Climate Summit in 2009. All of this was documented in the documentary film The Island President. It's an extraordinary window on what it takes to move the world. It was directed by John Shank and follows President Nasheed during his first year in office. Throughout, Nasheed is unafraid to confront any nation or leader to make his case that global warming means national destruction to his own people.
If we can't stop the seas rising, global warming will destroy the Maldives. As a president, it is very clear to me that the most important fight is the fight for our survival.
A battle for survival. Well, global warming hasn't changed much since that was filmed, but a lot has changed for President Nasheed. For one, he is no longer president of the Maldives. After weeks of opposition protests in the capital, he resigned from his office on February 7th of this year. A new president has been sworn in amidst significant political tensions there. But here to talk about all of this are President Mohamed Nasheed and John Shank, the director of the documentary, The Island President, which opens today in New York. First of all, congratulations, John Shank.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Mr. President, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning, President Nasheed.
Good morning, and thank you.
First of all, President, let me ask you, how do you begin as president of a country after you spent so much time in prison, even under torture under the previous regime, beginning with an issue that literally is going to wipe your country away, convincing everyone in your nation that they have to get on board to deal with climate change or there will be no more Maldives? How does that work?
Maldives, being right in the middle of the Indian Ocean and very low-lying, it's always climate and the elements are always an issue to the people of the Maldives. We've never been far away from the weather, far away from nature. And therefore, whatever happens to the elements has a very strong impact upon us. It is one of the most easiest things to convince the people of the Maldives about climate or climate aberrations. And it's always an issue, and it always is heard very clearly among the people of the Maldives. Climate change is a real issue. It's happening now, and we don't see it as an issue in the future. We have more than 16 islands that needs relocation, water contamination on more than 70 islands, and the fish stock is dwindling because of ocean temperature changes. Coral reefs are dying, and we have a whole host of problems associated with climate change. If we are unable to find solutions now, we will not be around. The Maldives cannot survive. And I really want to stress that what happens to the Maldives today is going to happen to the rest of the world tomorrow.
Now, that's President Mohamed Nasheed, the former president of the Maldives. John Shank, director of the documentary, The Island
but
President.
But can I also,
go ahead.
Can I
sure,
also
president.
Point out that I did not resign. I was forced to resign after a coup.
Well, yeah, and we definitely want to talk about those circumstances, but let's set the stage for Americans who maybe don't know of the situation, and we'll get into the political difficulties in just a moment. John Shank, obviously you have a fiery character in President Mohamed Nasheed, but you also have in the Maldives visually all those people in those rich boats who come to the Maldives to vacation, in a sense, the task for your main character is to convince those sleepy people in those boats that they have to be concerned about climate change. How did you do that as a film?
Well, you know, the Maldives is just an incredible subject. You take one look at the islands when you first fly in from the air, and you have two thoughts. The first thought is, wow, that's the most incredible thing I've ever seen on planet Earth. It's breathtakingly beautiful. It's like seeing the Grand Canyon or just something of that scale for the first time. And then a half a second later, you think, oh my God, and they are so fragile. It's almost an accident that they are there at all, and it's very easy to imagine that if the scales are tipped just ever so slightly in their disfavor, that they could go away. And so you almost immediately feel the need to protect them because of their beauty and the fragility. And so I think, as President Nasheed says, it doesn't take much. All it takes is some honesty on the topic, which thankfully Nasheed has provided to this issue, and it's pretty obvious and it's pretty easy to convince people once they actually see what's going on.
Oh, but who has to be convinced? That's really the great story in this film, the island president. And the cameras were there as President Mohamed Nasheed spoke before the United Nations General Assembly, making his case in September of 2009. Listen.
Weather events will make it harder and harder to govern the country until a point reaches when we must consider abandoning our homeland. We in the Maldives desperately want to believe that one day our words will have an effect. And so we continue to shout them, even though deep down we know that you're not really listening.
Poignant words. We know you're not really listening. Mohamed Nasheed, how did you believe that eventually people would listen to the words you were saying?
Our means are very, very modest, and therefore we cannot have big advertising campaigns, and it's very difficult for us to bring the message across. We thank John and his crew who came to the Maldives, saw it, and they filmed it. And we hope that these pictures and these messages will go around the world and make people realize that here is a serious issue. If we are unable to have a good grip on them now, we will not be able to survive in the very near future, you know, in the next 50 to 60 years. We have a window of opportunity, I feel, of about 7 to 8 years for us to come out and then have a universal agreement on carbon emission and issues to do with climate change. It's very, very important that we understand that this is a real issue for us who are living now. The science is very, very sorted. It's very clear. Carbon emission is having a direct impact on global temperatures. And we feel that people should be listening to it, and people must understand that their survival, as much as our survival, depends on how we live today.
And our audience is listening to that, and I think we should stipulate this isn't a scientific movie. It's much more of a political movie. John Shank, you described the visual beauty of the Maldives, but really what the power of this film derives from is getting that camera right in there during the horse trading as Mohamed Nasheed faces down the leaders of India, the United States, leaders in Europe. How did he do that, and what was it like to observe that?
Yeah, you know, we went to President Nasheed after he was elected president, and we started pitching him on this idea of a documentary that would follow his first year in office leading up to Copenhagen Climate Summit in 2009. And as we were pitching it, we realized how absurd the idea was, because really there's never been a film like this that has had the access to a sitting head of state. And so, you know, what you see is something that you've never seen before, which is what you said. You see the inside horse trading. You see the behind-the-scenes strategy meetings. You see how actually dramatic it is. And the film really becomes almost like more like a political thriller, where you're sort of watching this like David Goliath story. You know, Nasheed is kind of the small, unknown character from an obscure part of the world, but he sort of slowly but surely puts himself on the world stage to talk about these important issues with the moral authority that he has coming from such a vulnerable place.
And that moral authority meant that the Copenhagen document was more relevant and more significant than it might have been. Mohamed Nasheed, in the end, Do you think you overreached politically and that your domestic political situation grew unstable as you pursued this global warming mission?
Well, I think for us to go along and continue with the campaign, there has to be democracy in the Maldives. Without democracy, we will not be able to organize ourselves and we will not be able to come out with the proper message telling everyone the difficulties that we have and the difficulties that the planet is going to face because of climate change. Yes, sometimes it is overreaching, but I believe that we have to say what has to be said, however difficult it is to digest. Again, I stress, for us to have the planet alive, we must have democracy, we must have good governance, and without good governance, we will not be able to have the proper the proper niceties so that we will be able to get the message across.
Mohamed Nasheed, still in the fight, and John Shank, director of the documentary The Island President, about the president, the first year of the presidency in the Maldives. Thanks so much to both of you. What a great story. Weigh in on that at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.